Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Science Chat, the science communication podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. In this episode, I'm talking with Dr. John Joyce, communications manager at the Marine Institute and founder of the Explorers Education Program. And I started by asking him, what exactly is the program and what are its aims?
Well, the Explorers Education Program is a joint venture between the Marine Institute, a number of commercial aquariums around Ireland, and the Forfos Discover Primary Science and Maths program. And the idea behind it was, if you want to educate somebody into a career, if you really want to fire up their enthusiasm, you need to do it as early as possible in their career. And there was actually a study that was done by Forfos on the best time to influence somebody to take up a career. And the amazing result was that it was actually preschool, that people gain experiences in preschool, which actually then determines their career in later life. Now, we can't go into preschool, but the best we could do was to go into primary schools. So we designed a program that was linked to the SESE, that's the Social Environment and Science Education Curriculum, so that each element of the actual education program could be taught in schools. And then we went out and we looked for support from the local education centres in Galway, in Dublin, and we looked for support from the aquaria. The first one we approached was Galway Atlant Aquaria, and we've had a very, very good working relationship for the whole 6 years of the program with them. We approached the Bray Sea Life Centre a couple of years ago. They've been very helpful, and we've also approached the Lifetime Learning Lab in Cork, and they piloted the program down there with a slightly different slant on it this year. So it's all been extremely successful, and it's all about collaboration, and it's about cooperation, and it's about the needs of each one of the partners. Our need in the Marine Institute is to educate people about the sea. The needs of the aquaria, because they're commercial operations, is to get people in through the doors and to interest them in marine life, but to increase their footfall in the aquaria. The objective of Forfos Discover Primary Science and Engineering is to train scientists to boost the economy, and the purpose of teachers is to find interesting things to teach in school, and the purpose of pupils obviously is to have a really good time. So what we've done is we've actually used a lot of cartoon illustrations in the Explorers material to make it as colourful and as attractive and as communicative as possible to children at all levels.
Okay, I saw some of the cartoon illustrations on the web, actually. I saw that some of them were done by yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, pretty good.
Thank you very much.
So, you designed it to be linked to the curriculum. And do you have participation from the schools as well with the program, or is it something that you're trying to do outside of the schools? If you like, do the teachers help you? Do the teachers bring the information to the through the students, or do they bring you in to speak to the students, or how does it work?
Okay, now the teachers are an absolutely vital part of the program. And the first thing that we did when we were designing the program is we actually went out and we met the teachers from all the schools in the Oranmore area where the Marine Institute is located. And they told us a couple of things. They said, firstly, your program must be linked to the SESE curriculum, because if it's not linked to the SESE curriculum, we can't teach it. The second thing they said is that we as teachers need to be shown how to teach this material, because it can be technical. There's always some child in the class that's watched every National Geographic program on sharks that's ever been made and will trip you up if you get something wrong. And thirdly, they said, what we would really like is somebody coming into the class who really knows what they're doing and can take over from us in these very specialist areas that the children might have detailed questions in. So we went off, we designed the program to fit the SESE curriculum. We designed week-long teacher training programs in collaboration with the local education centres in Galway, Blackrock, Mayo, Clare. And we also, as I say, we got someone to come into the classes. Now, this is a lady called Dr. Noreen Burke in Galway, and there's somebody like her from the Sea Life Centre who goes into the schools with a small fish tank. And that is then the centre of attention in the class for a couple of weeks. They can see the live fish and the crabs and the animals. They really get to know what marine science is about. They identify with the fish and their habits, their charts that come with them and lesson plans that come with them. So we basically identified the three needs that the teachers had, that it was linked to the curriculum, that the teachers received training, and that somebody comes in from outside. Now, we couldn't have designed a program like that without the teachers. And because we took the trouble to do that, and because the teachers were very generous with their time, it's been incredibly effective as an educational program, both for the teachers and their pupils, and for us as facilitators of science education.
Was it very difficult to get it into the schools, to get the schools to agree to allow you to bring something extra into the work that they already do?
No, it wasn't. The teachers welcomed it with open arms. I think this is because we started small and we started to generate a reputation. We started with only a few schools in the Galway area, and then as word spread throughout the school system, more schools wanted us in, and then the word spread from the local education centre in Galway up to Mayo and down to Clare. I paid visits down there with the head of the local aquarium. I made contact with the Sea Life Centre. We contacted six schools in Dublin. No, it was very much led by the teachers after a while, because we started to get a reputation for being very good at what we were doing because we had taken the trouble to consult with the teachers. And then we got a website set up, www.explorers.ie. We started a blog. We got some great tips from Forfos Discover Primary Science and Maths on how to communicate electronically. We started putting lesson plans up on the web, and you can download them from our site. We had, as you say, the very attractive cartoon illustrated lesson plans. So because we put the trouble in at the beginning to talk to teachers and really see what they wanted, rather than simply parachute what we thought they wanted into the classroom, we were very successful. And I have to say it's been a joy to work not only with the Aquaria, but also with Forfos, and particularly with the teachers and the children.
So was it jointly funded then, or is it jointly funded between Forfos, the Aquaria and the Marine Institute?
Absolutely, yes. We started the ball rolling with some money because we were charged with generating what was called a world-class outreach facility under a major national strategic program called Sea Change. Sea Change went out and it consulted with industry, with scientists, with stakeholders as to what they saw the marine sector being like in 2013, and part of that was to create an outreach program. So we went out and we did it. We started the ball rolling with some funding. The Galway Atlantic Aquaria came in with some money, and then Forfos Discover Primary Science and Maths very generously came in and co-funded it with us. So it's a joint funded operation, and again, it's teamwork. This is not one person or one idea or one organization. This is a web, if you like, of people working together to achieve a common goal and having a lot of fun at the same time, I have to say.
And as well as the lesson plans, what other resources are available on the website?
Well, we have a lot of material that links to other places. Say most of the material there is actually lesson plans at the moment, and that is all linked to the SASE curriculum. We do have hard copy activity books as well. There's one which is the Explorers Activity Book, and my colleague in the Marine Institute, Kushla Dromgul-Regan, is going to bring out a Real Map of Ireland activity book towards the end of the year. And that will link the undersea terrain that Ireland actually owns as part of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which we like to call the Real Map of Ireland, which is actually 10 times the area of the land, to the SE curriculum in terms of learning objectives in mathematics, geography and history.
And is it something that could be rolled out across the whole country? Because it seems to me that it's of great benefit to the schools that are in those particular areas. But maybe some of the other schools are maybe losing out on it, and maybe the Department of Education should try to roll it out across the whole country. Is it possible to do it across the whole country?
It's absolutely possible. And indeed, if I can say it, master plan for world domination was actually to do this. But it is a resource issue. Because it's fairly intensive in terms of putting people into schools, it's very difficult to give that level of attention to a lot of schools. So what we've started to do, I thought, start small and do it right. That was the advice that Bernard Kirk of the Galway Education Centre, he said, keep it tight, get it right. So we got it right in Galway, we're getting it right in Dublin, we're getting it right in Cork. And we're also trying to spread the word electronically with the websites and with electronic communications. And possibly we'll migrate into Facebook and other social media. And eventually it would be great if we could have a much larger network and indeed have marine subjects as subjects in their own right on the junior curriculum, primary curriculum, and even on the senior cycle. But you have to start small with these things, and the very, very basic truth of something like this, it has to have the backup of the teachers, it has to have buy-in with the teachers, it has to be attractive to the students. So what we're trying to do is not to overstep ourselves, and as Bernard says quite rightly, keep it tight, get it right, and we look to the future all the time.
And how do you measure the success of the program, or another way to ask that question is, what type of successes have you had to date?
Well, to date we've had tremendous feedback from the schools that have been actually involved. We've had enormously good feedback from the teacher training courses. We ran one in Dublin there this year, and 25 out of 25 teachers said they would recommend the course to a colleague and that they would actually use the material in schools. So that's an enormous success rate, and the facilitator who's helping us there, a very marvellous gentleman called Tomás O'Brien, who works with Pat O'Sullivan at the aquarium, said he'd never seen anything like it. He's a retired teacher now. He'd never seen as positive a score rate, because we took the teachers down onto the beach and we showed them experiments they could do in the aquarium in Bray. Those are successes. I think a lot of the successes are actually in the faces of the people who are involved in the program, both the teachers and the facilitators, and particularly the children, because the children will adopt one of the aquaria that goes into schools, and they will give names to the animals and the things that are in there. And it's those successes that I think are the best thing. I remember when I was a child and I was inspired by Walt Disney and Jacques Cousteau and Captain Nemo, and I can see that reflected in children's eyes. And what we're going to see is not a short-term return on this. What we're going to see is in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time, we're going to see a lot of people going into marine science. And that is where Ireland needs to be, because we have an undersea territory that's 10 times the area of the land. We have resources there for wave energy generation, biotechnology, fish farming, sustainable fishing, shipping, underwater electronics. And we have to wake up to that fact. We are a maritime nation. And if we can't achieve it in my lifetime, then my greatest legacy would be that I would achieve it after that with the next generation.
And do you think that it will be, you know, difficult, given that the benefits are going to be seen in the long term? Do you think it'll be difficult to get the buy-in from maybe the Department of Education to roll this out on a greater extent? Because obviously at the moment, in the areas that you are doing the program, it's being funded by organizations in those areas. But to roll it out across all of the national schools would require a lot of investment from the government. And do you think there'll be a problem trying to convince them that you're really not going to see a benefit to this till in 25, 30 years' time?
I don't think I'd like to be unrealistically ambitious and say that I'd like to roll this out over the next 1, 2, 3, even 5 years. It is a very comprehensive program. It is very resource intensive. This is a long-term strategy. Just as sea change is a long-term strategy, and the strategy of the Marine Institute is long-term too. No, I don't think we are going to see this program taking off in the next 2 or 3 years. But because it's so popular in schools, because it's geared to the curriculum, because teachers like using it, because the kids enjoy it, I think it has the strength and the credibility to carry it through the current recession into the longer term. And I think that is reward enough, that we could keep this going in the long term. But for the time being, the people who are using it are enjoying using it, and they're passing that news on to other teachers in different areas.
Is the future plan for the program just to roll it out, or do you have any other future plans for the program? Where does it go from here?
Well, I think where it goes from here is we make sure that we endure this program, that we keep it going through the current recessionary time. I'm very confident that we can do that. Then we start to build this into other schools, and while we're doing this, in tandem, in the background, what we do is we start to develop electronic versions of the Explorers program. We develop the website, we develop apps, we're looking at smart board technologies. All the material in these Explorers program lends it incredibly well to smart board technology. Maps of the ocean which can be touched and things come up and illustrate themselves on screen, links to other websites. So What I would suggest that we would do is maintain the program as it is, but in the background, constantly keep our eyes on the electronic horizon with education and keep up to date, keep up to speed, and use this material in the electronic medium because it's so wonderfully adaptable to it.
And on that note, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to Science Chat today.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Well, that's it for another episode of Science Chat. You can find out more about the Explorers Education Programme on their website, www.explorers.ie. And as usual, you can find out more about this and other Science Chat episodes on www.sciencechat.net/WordPress.